Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Reed Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, we're airing this on March 4th. March 4th marks the birth date of Frank Wells, who served as Disney president and chief operating officer alongside CEO Michael Eisner from September 1984 until Wells' untimely death in a helicopter crash in April 1994. Eisner and Wells working together were often compared to Walt and Roy Disney as a duo with critical complementary skills. While Walt and Roy built the Walt Disney Company, Eisner and Wells saved the company in the 1980s and revitalized it in terms of animation, park expansion, and its international reach. On Wells, D23.com noted, quote, "Excellent with detail-oriented business and finance, Frank also readily delved into both creative and administrative endeavors. At Disney, he focused on all aspects of the company, including theme parks, real estate, finance, administration, and corporate sponsorships. As a key supporter of Disneyland Paris, Frank expanded the company's international presence and also promoted development of the Disney Store. He was known throughout the company as a friendly, kind soul who was always approachable and open to ideas," close quote. The New York Times, in its obituary of Frank Wells, wrote the following. "Mr. Wells, who was Disney's president and chief operating officer, played a major role in the turnaround of Disney after he was recruited in 1984, along with Michael D. Eisner, the company's chairman and chief executive. Internal turmoil had threatened to break up the company, whose headquarters are in Burbank. In the last 10 years, Mr. Wells and Mr. Eisner helped to increase annual revenues to $8.5 billion from $1.5 billion. The company's market value leaped to $22 billion from $2 billion, and revenue from theme parks and resorts tripled," the company said. "Mr. Wells and Mr. Eisner reestablished Disney's dominance in animated feature films with a series of hits that included The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin." The Los Angeles Times also weighed in at the time. Quote, "Wells and Eisner were one of the few stable executive teams in Hollywood. Eisner and Wells had a rare working partnership, and industry executives say Wells will be difficult to replace." In a statement, Eisner said at the time, quote, "He behaved in the corporate world with an ethical standard unparalleled in my experience. I have lost a dear friend and my most treasured colleague," close quote. Frank Wells was named a Disney legend posthumously, and that designation is well-deserved. Thanks for listening. Get paperbacks and Kindle editions of my weekly Economist books at Amazon.com, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my other books, including The Disney Planner, The To-Do List Solution, again, at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. All of my books, except the planners, are at Amazon.com, including 20 novels and counting. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.